Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, thoughts swirling like a tornado? Ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines, notifications, and expectations? Well, guess what? It's time to slam the brakes on that mental mayhem. Today, we're diving deep into finding peace in the present moment. A skill that's more crucial than ever in our fast-paced world. Think of it like this. Your mind is a powerful muscle, and if you're constantly running it at full throttle, eventually it's going to burn out. We need to learn how to hit the pause button, find stillness amidst the chaos, and savor the beauty of right now. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock that inner peace. First, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not some mystical concept reserved for monks on mountaintops, okay? Mindfulness is simply paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like taking a mental snapshot of your experience in this very moment. What do you see, hear, feel, smell, taste? By anchoring yourself in the present, you break free from the shackles of worry about the future or regret over the past. Ever notice how much anxiety stems from what ifs? Well, mindfulness helps quiet those nagging voices and brings your focus back to what's actually happening right now. Second, embrace gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to all the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or the laughter of loved ones. When you cultivate a grateful heart, it naturally opens you up to joy and contentment. You start appreciating the simple pleasures that often get overlooked in our busy lives. Third, prioritize self-care. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about setting boundaries, saying no when you need to, getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and ability to show up fully in the world. Fourth, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, hardwired to crave connection. Spend time with people who lift you up, make you laugh, and support you on your journey. Nurture those relationships, engage in deep conversations, and create shared experiences that strengthen your bond. Remember, true happiness often comes from feeling connected and loved. And finally, let go of perfectionism. This one's a tough one, I know. But seriously, striving for unattainable standards only sets you up for disappointment and stress. Embrace imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Think about that time you were completely lost in an activity, playing music, painting, hiking, anything that absorbed your attention. You probably didn't even notice the hours flying by because you were so present in the moment. That feeling of flow, of being fully engaged, that's what we want to cultivate more often. So how can you bring this into your daily life? Start small. Set aside 5 minutes each day for mindful breathing. Take a few moments to savor your morning coffee or listen to the birds singing. Express gratitude for something you appreciate each day. Even little steps can make a big difference in creating more peace and joy in your life. The key takeaways here are simple yet powerful. Mindfulness, gratitude, self-care, connection, and letting go of perfectionism. Remember, finding peace is not about escaping the world, but learning to navigate it with awareness and intention. It's about creating space for stillness within the chaos, savoring the present moment, and cultivating a life filled with purpose and joy. So go out there, embrace the present, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with practical tips for resetting your dopamine levels and living your best life. See you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.